Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Thank you for joining us today. And once again today, we're here with Andre and Jenny and the whole class. And we're talking about faith, of course, and the Faith Dome, which is just absolutely magnificent because I was there when it wasn't. And I went back when it was. So I got the way before, then after. And it's amazing. But now we were talking yesterday. May had come. Yeah. School was out. And my landlord that owned that little house that we had rented, that the university had, that ORU had rented some of them before. And he owned several of them. Mm-hmm. And he was a Mormon lawyer.
Hmm. Yeah.
I went to see him to get some things about the house. And he said, "Now, Kenneth, you just think that us Mormons don't know Jesus." He looked me in the eye. He said, "I want to tell you something, brother. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is my Lord and Savior. Now, what else do you want?"
Praise God. Wow.
So I had him draw up the papers. Kenneth Copeland Evangelistic Association in the state of Oklahoma had it all ready to file. So here I am the next morning. Well, school is out. That happened back up during the year. And the Lord said, "I'm ready for you now." Okay. "I want you to go back to Fort Worth. Greatest part of your destiny is there." Well, I don't want to do that. And because it's my hometown. I was sitting there murmuring about it. I really didn't want to. I wanted to continue to fly for him, and because I was so close to him, and we had developed such a closeness together.
Right.
Anyway, phone rang, and Gloria was sitting there at the little table. She found the base to it in a junkyard, and she found the top to it in an old store, and she put the two of them together and antiqued them. Gives you some idea of the wealth she married into. The phone rang. Gloria said, "It's Brother Nichols." Well, he's pastor of the Grace Temple Church here in Fort Worth. And when my mother and dad got the left foot of fellowship from among a Baptist, well, they moved up. That's Brother Hagin's term, you know. Well, it happened to them, too. So that was their home church. In fact, he had baptized Gloria and me and John and Kelly.
Wow.
And so that was our home church. "When can you come preach me a meeting?" And I said, "Well, Brother Nichols, I'd like to say that I need to check my schedule, but I don't have one. When do you need me?" He said, "Could you come this next weekend?" I said, "Yes, sir." Well, so we went. We got to the end of the first week, in that weekend. He said, "We need to go on with this because I was just teaching Mark 11, 23, 4, and 5. And the saying part.
Thank you.
Come on.
And Lou walked around with her Bible in one of the morning services. She said, "I thought I knew something about this book." And she had tears coming.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
We got to the end of that. He said, "Let's go another week." I said, "Okay." We went another week. "Let's go another week." Okay. Went 3 weeks. Mm. We got out in the car, sitting there in front of the church. "Where are you going from now?" I said, "I have no idea." Hilton Sutton called me. "Kenneth, when can you come preach me a meeting?" I said, "When do you want it?" "Next weekend." That one went 3 weeks. Now, his dad Sutton, lived in Beaumont. And he was there at the end of that because Hilton had called him and said, "You better come hear this young man." So he came. He said, "When can you come to me?" So I went 3 weeks there, and then we started. He said, I want you every month.
Wow. Praise God. Right.
And then it went then from that, and then we began to have some meetings in other churches. Then the Full Gospel Businessmen began to invite me. And then the Lord said, you receive every invitation they give you unless I tell you different.
Wow.
Differently. And so it began to grow and build. See, right. He had a plan all the time.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, it was in that meeting at Grace Temple Church. I was preaching from the book of Romans there at my mother and dad's house, back in what used to be my bedroom. I came across, I was reading the 13th chapter of Romans. I was going to preach on the government. And I got out to the 8th verse, owe no man anything but to love him. I got the Amplified and said, stay out of debt. So I hollered Gloria, and I came in there, and she said, if that's what the book says, that's what we're going to do.
Right.
So it changed our entire destiny.
Come on.
Right there at that moment.
Right.
I would have missed that entirely if I had ignored and stayed in Tulsa. I would have made as large a mistake as I made when I didn't want to go in the first place.
That's right. Obedience.
Yeah. And it was, you know, just those little nibbles at a time like that. And it began to grow and develop.
Right.
And now here we are.
Yeah.
So now let's go over here at the book. Let's see what Jesus said here. Because I want to point out something to you. Now, each one of us have talked about the plans that he gave us.
Right.
Yes.
And then once we knew that plan, then you pray and you seek the Lord until you get direction.
Correct.
And make sure you know it is the right thing to do. And there's so many times I'd start in one direction and Gloria would say, I think we better wait and pray about this. I'd say, well, okay. And sure enough. And then I'd think, we can't borrow the money, can we? No. Oh, the Lord stopped my impulsiveness right then. Greatest thing ever.
That's right.
Anyway, let's look at this. In that 22nd verse, Mark 11:22. Now, wait a minute. Go down after 14th verse. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. 9 words. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. If we are not at the root.
Come on.
What did God say, and does it match this book, these blood covenants? I have to find it here. Because the way this book is written, it had to be spoken here for it to happen here.
That's right.
Right, yes. Right.
Jesus would say, have you not read of me? Jesus went into Peter's house, so his wife, mother, laid sick of a fever. He touched her hand, the fever left her. When she got up and ministered to them. When evening was come, they, well, who's they? Whomever the Spirit of God called, because here's why. When evening was come, they brought many who were possessed with devils.
Come on.
He cast out the spirits with his word, healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. You have to go back to the book of Genesis to find that out. Because God spoke this whole thing into existence and gave all the authority to his man. All of it.
Right.
So the word had to come from heaven through a man and establish it on the earth so that at the exact moment in Bethlehem, which was spoken by Micah the prophet, 715 years later, it came to pass.
Come on.
Now, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, whosoever, well, that's me, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, so he put this into motion right then. Okay. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Mm-hmm. He said it. He spoke to it.
Right.
Verse 27. They came again to Jerusalem. He said, I only say what I hear my Father say. That's what I wanted to get to.
That's right.
I only hear what I hear my Father say.
Okay.
And I only do what I see my Father do. He spoke to that thing and turned his back on it and walked off.
That's right.
He didn't care if that tree could be standing there now with leaves on it and no man would ever eat fruit of it again.
Mm.
But as it was, his words went right to the roots of the thing and they came back and saw that thing standing there dead. Dead.
Come on.
Because the invisible, most powerful force known to humankind, the faith of God.
Come on.
It's the creative force.
Amen.
And in this case, it came out of the mouth and the heart of God himself. And it just killed that tree. But what did he do? That's the end of it for him.
That's right.
He didn't check the tree out. Peter did.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
No.
He just said, have faith in God. The faith of God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is God's faith.
Right.
And that's what I want to point out.
Yeah.
Once you know the plan.
Yeah.
And you have God's word on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is settled.
Mm.
It was settled between you and Jenny.
Mm.
And now you're an agreement pair.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
The two of you are in agreement. And the seed was in the ground.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And the day, the way I see it in my mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As far as I was concerned when I left there, that citation 10 was as good as paid for.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on. That's right.
Because I had a piece of this thing
in
East London, South Africa.
Praise God.
Come on.
Wow.
That's right.
And it wasn't very long after that until I really didn't check on how much money had come in. Because I heard the Lord say it. I want you to believe me for assessing a citation 10. If I tell you to go to Tokyo in the morning, I don't want you to have to ask somebody if you can go.
Mm-hmm.
He'd already said to me, there's coming a time when the airlines will not be fit to travel.
Mm.
Well, that time has come.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking for the general public. It's bad enough on general public. But doing what I do and do it on the airlines, I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't do 10% of what I do.
Mm.
I'd have to go where they go.
Mm.
I need to go where he tells me to go, not where they tell me to go.
Amen.
Anyway, through all that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the point of it is, once you have the plan,
come on.
Once it's settled, you believe it in your heart.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you say it with your mouth.
Amen.
And you know it's God's plan.
Yeah.
Turn your back on that. How are we going to do it?
Right.
Mm.
He has a plan.
That's right.
I thought that's what we said in the first place.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, Brother Kenneth, and I love what you're saying, is his plan comes, but it's amazing how our minds always try to create our own plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how this conflict comes in who we are to want to do it our way.
That's right.
Instead of wanting to do it God's way. Now, I'll never forget with the dome. God spoke the plan to us, and God said to us, the money is in the floor. Jenny and I, we jump on an airplane. We come to America to raise the money. It wasn't God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't God's plan for us to find the money. The money was already found by God. And I'd heard the word from God, but the natural mind, I was still trying to overcome this thing. Where I'm walking in faith, but my natural mind says, well, you got to do something.
You've got to do something. 4.5 million rand.
Correct. And so here we are. We're visiting everyone in America. We've used our last resource to get here, to do this, to raise the money. And we with friends of ours in Los Angeles, and we're in their house. We visited about 10, 15 different places, ministries and different organizations, hoping to get help.
Yeah.
Because the natural man's kicking in to try and make the plan fulfilled.
Well, when did you hear that about the money in the floor?
When God spoke to us under that anointing in the dome.
You were standing, you were there.
I was standing, in the building, and God said, the money is in the floor. I said, Lord, how are you going to pay for it? Now, I want to get to that part in a moment.
Yeah.
But here we are. And the Lord said to us, what are you doing in America? I told you the money is in the floor. That was the rebuke.
We went home.
We packed up our bag and we went home poorer than what we arrived.
Yes, you did.
Okay? Because when you try to do something in the flesh, you can't do the will of God with the flesh. You got to do the will of God in the spirit.
It starts in the spirit.
It starts in the spirit and it stays in the spirit. We always try and do it in the flesh. We get back home and the Lord said, I told you the money's in the floor. Now, we had to raise the money to be able to do this. I said, Lord, what are you talking about? Now, the money in the floor is twofold. And I want to get to the second part in a moment because the first part kicked in as soon as we touched ground again. Mm-hmm. He said, I've given you 600,000 square feet. You're about to take transfer. Now, remember, we didn't own it yet. It was just the deal was done, but we had to wait for it to take transfer. He said, I've given you 600,000 square feet. Lease it out and it will pay itself. All right? So, meaning the money was in the square footage of the value of the floor. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. That was the first fault because I'm getting to the second fault.
And we had a bunch of keys.
And on the day of occupation, they gave us keys for rooms and places we didn't know existed. There were people in it that were tenants in the building.
We didn't even have
know about it. I started collecting rentals from people that I never knew existed, but there was enough money in the building that I could pay the first
deposit,
payment
yeah.
and the deposit, and I could start paying the people that had given us 2 years to give them the money because we never had the money. And that's another whole story of how we had to raise the money by who they put in the building in the form of tenants to be able to pay them back. We used their own money to buy their own building from them, and to this day, they don't know it.
Well,
that's how God did it.
Unless they watch the broadcast.
Unless they watch this broadcast, okay? But that's how God did it. He said, I'm giving you a building, and I'm giving you tenants, and I'm telling you the money's in the floor. You don't need it from anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Little did I know the money's in the floor is twofold.
Mm-hmm.
Because the second part of it was the rare timber that was in that floor was so valuable that we took just one portion of that floor out when we moved in to start building the dome. We sold the piece of floor, one piece. The rest we still have to sell. We still have the floors in there to still sell. We sold that one piece of floor. It was more money than what we paid for the entire purchase
wow.
of the building. And God said, I told you, the money is in the floor. Rentals and value of timber, twofold what I'm wanting to do in your life. That's obedience.
And, of course, we're going to be overlaying some of this because we have pictures of all of that in the flatbed trucks full of it.
Right.
And so I said to him, how much did it bring? He said, more than enough.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Come on.
Oh, I love it.
That's obedience.
Yes, it is.
That's taking the will of God
yeah.
hearing the word of faith and applying nothing to separate your faith. Do not allow fear to come in. Mm. Do not allow anything to distract you in any way.
That's right.
From the faith that God has placed in your heart for what you believe in, and it will be.
I saw it years ago, and sometimes I do it in a meeting, where you just make this line of faith.
Mm. Yeah.
You step across it.
Yes.
And I call things that be not as though they were. Mm. So word gets way behind me.
Mm.
It's already done.
Mm.
When God appeared to Abram and changed his name,
mm-hmm.
the Abraham, the H he put into the middle of it, of course, is Hashem. It's the H in Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh.
Mm.
And said, nations will come from you.
Right.
Amen.
Now you take where we live. The Declaration of Independence was made and signed and started a war, which General Washington won supernaturally.
Mm-hmm.
There was a British sharpshooter said, I'm not going to shoot at him anymore. Don't even ask me to.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I shot at him several times. I think it's five times, point blank. He said, that's a man of God. I'm not doing that anymore.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
And he got in and there were bullet holes in his coat.
Mm.
He opened his Bible at the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis.
Come on.
The first president of the United States
mm-hmm.
opened his Bible at that and said, this nation,
right.
this nation.
Come on.
Amen.
And he prayed. Got down on his knee and kissed his Bible and lifted up his arm and said, you'll be our God.
Come
and
on.
We'll be your people.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Those covenants are super important.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make an agreement with God and he agrees with you, that's it. You do the believing and the saying. He's already done the saying.
Come on, come on.
But our part, we have to say what he said.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
The future's in his hands then. And we're out of time again. Aren't these 5-minute broadcasts wonderful? We'll be back in just a moment.
There are those who seem to have discovered the key to financial freedom. If abundant prosperity remains elusive to you, it's time to look again at what God says about giving and receiving. The Gift of Giving by Andre Raybert is a transformative journey into the heart of biblical generosity. Uncover key truths from Scripture about giving and dispel misconceptions surrounding principles of sowing and reaping. Your giving isn't just about what you offer, but the motive behind it. Learn how to release bold faith in receiving God's best for you through genuine, selfless giving. Debunk the myth that only anonymous or secret giving is blessed by God. Understand that giving with a pure heart is the true path to abundance. As you embrace the truths within this book, let the Holy Spirit work in your heart and witness a life overflowing with God's goodness and bountiful prosperity. You'll become a living testament to God's generosity, inspiring others and drawing them to a generous God who delights in blessing his people. Don't miss this amazing journey. Walk in the financial freedom God has for you. Get your copy of The Gift of Giving by Andre Raybert for only $7.99. Receive an in-depth look into how biblical generosity and giving lead to God's prosperity. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 and get your book today. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Faith follows the plan of God. In Jeremiah 29:11, God tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." The Message translation says, "I have it all planned out, plans to take care of you, not abandon you, plans to give you the future you hope for." That is good news. God created you, and His plan is a life plan. It's a healing plan. It's a blessing plan. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So take a step into God's plan. It's as simple as receiving Jesus into your heart and making Him the Lord of your life. Pray this prayer with me. "Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again." Amen. Praise God, your spirit is born again and your future is bright. We find out in Ephesians 2:10 that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God Himself has before ordained that we should walk in them. As a born-again child of God, you can tap into the goodness and abundance of His plan for you. Learn God's voice from His word and pray, listen, and obey by faith. To learn more about this exciting journey of faith that you've begun today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have some free resources to give you called the Salvation Package. It includes a book, "He Did It All for You," and some information to help you start reading and studying your Bible. To request your free copy of the Salvation Package, go to kcm.org.
Now, when the Master said, "Have faith in God," that's a command.
Yeah.
But He also said, "When you stand praying, forgive." That's also a command.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge. Mm. He has given us His faith with which to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important.
Yes.
That's right. And so we'll be back tomorrow. And until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Andre and Jenny, and the whole class reminding you again that God loves you. And we love you. And without this, nothing works.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.